This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is crazy talk. There's no explanation of what the goal is here. There's lie after lie. Ukraine can stop Russia. No, it can't. This has gone on for over 2 years. NATO is stronger than ever. No, it's not. NATO is on its way to collapse, as is the economy of Western Europe. For not one sentence did Joe Biden explain what the goal of this exercise is, when we'll know we've won, and what the future should look like. Again, it was crazy talk. And yet, Mike Johnson, the Republican Speaker of the House, nodded gravely. Oh, of course, he is completely on board with Joe Biden on this Biden's signature issue. And that's not a guess. As of this afternoon, Mike Johnson is secretly supporting Biden's agenda, sending another $60 billion to the oligarchs in Ukraine. Johnson plans to let Democrats onto the floor of the House to vote for this. This is a stealthy procedural move designed to shield him and other Republicans from criticism. Oh, the Democrats did it. But that's exactly what it is. He's the Speaker of the House. He could stop it, but he won't because he's on board. So why is he on board? Is Mike Johnson representing his own voters as he backs Joe Biden's signature agenda item, a war against Russia? No, he's not. Republican voters in Louisiana are not for this. Republican voters nationally are not for this. They hate this. It has nothing to do with them. And it's insulting. As their country is invaded, we send billions to prevent the invasion of another country that we have nothing to do with? But the Uniparty demands this, so Mike Johnson is doing it. And so at some point you ask, well, why are they demanding this, actually? Why is war with Russia the most important thing? If you look at the numbers or a map, it wouldn't be obvious that Russia would be America's main enemy. There are other candidates. Could it be because Russia is the largest white Christian country in the world? Maybe. Could it be because they're getting rich from war? Well, that's certainly true. And there may be other reasons as well. We could guess. But we don't need to. Because we know that it's happening, and we know that war against Russia is not the only war we're going to be engaged in, and not the only one that Biden announced tonight. Biden also told the country that we're going to have boots on the ground in Gaza. Really? Or admitted it, in fact. American forces have actually been there for months. Did you know that? Did anyone ask you? Has anyone explained to you, no matter where your sympathies lie, what the point of this is? When we'll know we've won? What's the objective here? American lives will be at risk. But, of course, no one's told you. And, of course, you already know the point. The point is to suck the United States into another foreign war that can't possibly help the United States, a war that can only hurt us and already is hurting us. And we're doing this not because it helps us, but because foreign interests are demanding that we do it. America is being used, as we so often have been. And the result of all of this is that the world is now closer to nuclear war at this moment than at any time in history, closer than it was during the Cuban Missile Crisis. We have no idea where this is going. You never do once people start to die, once wars begin. No PowerPoint can tell you, no speech to a joint session can tell you where this is going. It's dynamic. It's completely unpredictable. And that's why wise people pause before accelerating. But there are no wise people in charge in either party, on either side. You think Tony Blinken, the Secretary of State, has any clue what will happen in a war with Russia? Of course not. You can't say where this is going. This is so reckless that it qualifies as suicidal. And maybe they are. But the rest of us aren't. But the most interesting fact of the speech was the emphasis. There was not a meaningful word for the entire duration about the things that actually matter to people who live here, like crime or inflation or fentanyl or the foreign army now occupying our country. Joe Biden doesn't care. There was no upside for you in any of the things that he said. But he does have a present for you. He's got something to give you, something you want very badly. Here it is.
Look, it's a decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. The Supreme Court majority wrote the following. And with all due respect, justices, women are not without electoral or political power. You're about to realize just how much you derive out of it.
We'll be right back. with more from Tucker Carlson, Victor Davis Hanson, and Alex Jones coming up in studio. Don't go anywhere. Unless it's the InfoWarsStore.com, give us a little support.
Please remember, we're listener supported. We got great t-shirts, books, films, the best supplements out there. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is massively discounted. Finally back in stock. The strongest curcuminoid out there. That's the extract of turmeric. So good for your body. So good for inflammation. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. While you're there, get the best, cleanest 10-hour clean energy. It's called Turbo Force. Turbo Force. Turbo Force. Turbo Force. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. There's other great products that are also back in stock, 40% off, but not for long. And that is Nitric Boost to clean out your heart, your arteries, your veins, your capillaries, your cardiovascular system. Nitric Boost. Never offered it at 40% off before, but we went right to the source we were getting it. Got a discount, so the sale right now is 40% off on Nitric Boost. We're funded by the people. Thanks for your support. We'll be right back.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Bragging about overturning Roe v. Wade have no clue about the power of women. But they found out when reproductive freedom was on the ballot, we won in 2022 and 2020, and we'll win again in 2024.
Oh, well, you can't have a safe, clean country or groceries you can afford or schools that will educate your children, but you can't have abortion. You can have a lot more abortion. How's about some more abortion for you? That'll make you happy and free. You can have all the abortions you want. But, of course, you already could have all the abortions you want. Abortion is one thing, maybe the one thing, that's pretty easy to get in this country. Compare getting an abortion to getting an affordable new roof. Or a knee replacement. No. Abortion is everywhere. It's very easy to get. And it's easy to get because the government wants it to be, of course, unlike an affordable new roof. But what's interesting is why, of all the services government could guarantee, why abortion? At a time when fertility rates of actual Americans are below replacement, Biden and his party are encouraging Americans to have fewer children. Now, if you have a handheld calculator, do the math on that. That's the path to extinction. Why would they want that? You're the leader of a country. Why would you want your people to have fewer children? You should ponder that. But let's say you're too old to have an abortion. Let's say it doesn't actually apply to you, this wonderful freedom that will make you happy. What can you do to guarantee that you will have no descendants? Well, you can always castrate your children and end your lineage. No more grandchildren. And Joe Biden wants to help.
I want to protect fundamental rights. Pass the Equality Act. My message to transgender Americans is, I have your back.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Trans children, I have your back. That's not creepy. But that's what he's offering. Abortion, war, castration of children. Not better roads and schools, cheaper electricity and food. No, abortion and war. Who wants all that? I mean, some tiny percentage of CNN contributors think those are the most important things. But most people would rather have cheaper electricity, cheaper food, better roads. And so what this means is that underneath all of the talk is a dire political reality. Joe Biden can't win. In a fair election, Joe Biden will lose in November. He cannot win. That's the thing that nobody in any media wants to say out loud. In a fair election, Joe Biden cannot win. So they're saying the opposite. Here, for example, is the pregame analysis over at MSNBC, which we watch while waiting for Biden to dodder up to the stage, waiting for the amphetamines to take effect. And keep in mind, as you watch this analysis, these are supposedly the smart kids. These are the smart kids, the ones with complicated glasses. These are the ones the White House looks to for guidance. And here's their analysis of Joe Biden's skills. Watch this.
This seems like a weirdly, like, a counterintuitive hot take, even though it's the most obvious thing you could say, which is that Joe Biden is good at politics.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
Like, Joe Biden is good at politics. He's very good at politics. Like, the man really does know what he's doing, and you really see it in those sort of situations.
Joe Biden is just really good at politics. It's the one thing he's really good at. Really? If Joe Biden is so good at politics, why is he losing to Donald Trump? Who the rest of us were assured was a retarded racist who no normal person would vote for. But now Joe Biden is getting stomped by Donald Trump, but he's also at the same time good at politics? Right. Chris Hayes, ladies and gentlemen, the most famous lesbian in television. So, again, they can't win, but they're not giving up. So what does that tell you? Well, they're going to steal the election. And we know they're going to steal the election because they're now saying so out loud. Here is the Attorney General of the United States, the chief law enforcement officer of this country in Selma, Alabama, just the other day. Listen to this.
The right to vote is still under attack. And that is why the Justice Department is fighting back. That is why one of the first things I did when I came into office was to double the size of the voting section of the Civil Rights Division. That is why we are challenging efforts by states and jurisdictions to implement discriminatory, burdensome, and unnecessary restrictions on access to the ballot, including those related to mail-in voting, the use of drop boxes, and voter ID requirements. That is why we are working to block the adoption of discriminatory redistricting plans that dilute the vote of black voters and other voters of color.
Did you catch that? Of course, you're a racist. That's always the takeaway. But consider the details of what the Attorney General of the United States just said. Mail-in balloting, drop boxes, voter ID requirements. The chief law enforcement officer of the United States government is telling you that it's immoral, in fact, racist, in fact, illegal, to ask people for their IDs when they vote to verify they are who they say they are. What is that? Well, no one ever talks about this, but the justification for it is that somehow people of color, black people, don't have state-issued IDs. Somehow they're living in a country where you can do virtually nothing without proving your identity with a government-issued ID without government-issued IDs. So they can't fly on planes, they can't have checking accounts, they can't have any interaction with the government, state, local, or federal. They can't stay in hotels. They can't have credit cards. Because someone without a state-issued ID can't do any of those things. But what's so interesting is these same people, very much including the Attorney General and the administration he serves, is working to eliminate cash, to make us a cashless society. Have you been to a stadium event recently? No cash accepted. You have to have a credit card. In order to get a credit card, you need a state-issued ID. And somehow, that's not racist, but it is racist to ask people to prove their identity when they choose the next president of the United States. So that doesn't make any sense at all. That's a lie. It's an easily provable lie. And anyone telling that lie is advocating for mass voter fraud, which the Attorney General is. There's no other way to read it. So you should know that. You live in a country where the Attorney General is abetting, in fact, calling for voter fraud. And that's the only chance they have to get their guy reelected. Well, for a cooler, more measured take, we suspect, on what we just saw, we want to go, we are grateful to go, to Victor Davis Hanson, who's a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution, and he joins us now. Professor, thank you very much for coming on. I want to start right at the outset, and I save this sound for your analysis, because I think it'll be smarter than mine, of the signature moment of the night, which was Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia confronting Joe Biden as he spoke, and here's what happened next.
I'd be a winner, not really. Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many of the thousands of people being killed by illegals? To her parents, I say, my heart goes out to you, having lost children myself. I understand.
So what did you make of that? What does that mean, do you think?
Well, I've never seen, in general, an angrier speech. I mean, I think the left's happy because he didn't stumble, but he only is incoherent when he's full of venom and he's angry. Get off my... This was Phantom of the Opera number two, and I've never seen a president interact and yell at the opposition. And, you know, Tucker, he attacked the Supreme Court, and he was having a dialogue, an invective against the Supreme Court justices in the chamber. And so he's a very angry guy, and you were absolutely right, he's a demagogue. And then it was lie under lie. I couldn't believe when he talked about the deficit and the debt. He's on schedule, if he were to be reelected, to run up $15 trillion. We're spending, borrowing, I should say, or printing $1 trillion every 100 days under him. We've never seen anything like it, $7 trillion. And yet he says he's lowered the debt, our deficit. Same thing about the border. I mean, I know that Mitch McConnell made a fatal blunder by even negotiating with these guys, and that was the whole purpose of the Democratic negotiation, was this speech where they could say, well, they didn't sign on, but there's no need for laws, there's no need for more money. All Joe Biden had to do...
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Control of an earlier Joe Biden is gone now, and it's the real Joe Biden coming out. We've seen that before, and it's kind of frightening. I've never seen an angrier speech, State of the Union, than that. Never.
I don't think there's ever been one. If you were going to guess what happens as this unfolds, because there's no better big picture assessor than you, is Biden going to make it to November? Is there any chance he wins? I mean, what would you guess if you had to in March? Now, what happens?
I think tonight is what we saw with the first debate with Donald Trump. I think he was late tonight. I think they just have a 2-day week. They rest him, and then for these iconic occasion, he looks angry, and they consider that normal. But campaigning, he's not going to be able to campaign. And I think that what we saw after the Robert Hur report, that crazy press conference, is going to be often. And I think they're going to intercede in the August convention and make the superdelegates decisive, or open all the delegates up and see if they can get him off the ticket. Maybe tonight they don't think that, but they'll have a different view next week, the week after, and the week after. Especially, I don't think this is going to help his polls at all. I think people are tired of the anger and the screaming and the whole tempo. But I'm very worried that if Donald Trump has to campaign in 50 states, and whether we like it or not, he's going to have to unite the party, and I think he can. But they don't have any margin of error. He's going to have to be the first Republican president to get 51% of the vote since 1988. And they've lost 7 out of the last 8 popular presidential popular votes. So, and they don't have a good record, the Orthodox Republican establishment. So Trump's going to have to reach to every community. He's going to have to campaign, and it's going to have to bring people together. And he has no margin of error because they control the balloting in these swing states. And so it's going to be the most raucous, nastiest, loudest election in our lifetime. And I'm really worried about it. But I have confidence in the American people. And I think what they saw tonight was an old man raging and ranting and barking at the moon.
There's been an unprecedented crackdown on civil liberties during the Biden administration. If Trump loses, does that abate or does it accelerate? Do more people go to jail if Biden wins or loses?
Well, if Biden wins, I think we're in trouble, because we've seen what Merrick Garland did when they were afraid of being whether they would be reelected or not. If he's reelected and he has 4 years, there's no bridles. And if he should win, he'd probably win the House. If Donald Trump wins, the thing about Donald Trump is everybody says he's out for revenge and everything, but you look at the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, the IRS under his control, they weren't vindictive. They didn't go after their political enemies.
No.
He may talk tough, but he's not a vindictive person. And I think he has moments after the Iowa primary, and when he talks about getting even by being successful, that he's got it in him to unite the country. Biden doesn't. And I think Trump could, and I hope that he campaigns in the inner city. I hope he campaigns in places like where I live in the Central Valley. There's people that want a reason to vote for him. They're sick of Biden, and they feel that he did a good job, and all he has to do is appeal to that. And I hope he does.
I hope so, too. Victor Davis Hanson, thank you so much for that. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Nice to see you.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Owen Schroyer has a raft of incredible guests coming up. One of them is the Blaze reporter, arrested for just being a reporter and criticizing January 6th, exposing as an inside job. And he's got Michael Cargill, whose multiple cases to defend the Second Amendment have defeated two major administrative actions against the Second Amendment by the ATF. And one of them is now going to the U.S. Supreme Court. Dexter Taylor and so many other amazing gun activists that are at the forefront of defending the Second Amendment coming up today. I am back in Austin from my secret mission to Florida. Tucker Carlson and a lot of other stuff I did while I was in Florida. I'll just leave it at that. But it was a quick 2.5 day trip. It was all over the state. Busy little beaver working for the Republic and in the war effort against the New World Order. I said something cryptically at the end of the Tucker Carlson interview because my policy is always let you know what's going on. And InfoWars is in the greatest danger it's ever been in. There are a lot of forces moving to shut the operation down. And very, very soon, maybe even tomorrow, I'm going to do a special broadcast from noon to 3 p.m., live, commercial-free or commercial-light. We may take a few breaks. You need to refill my water glass or go to the bathroom or something. But noon tomorrow, we will be live at InfoWars.com/show and Real Alex Jones on X. So please boost that. But it's the best of times, worst of times, Tale of Two Cities situation. And it's intense. But we have the Justice Department and the CIA behind the scenes working to shut InfoWars down. They're coming after everybody else that's prominent. The level of harassment and dirty tricks is just insane. But myself and many other prominent people do not talk about that on air. We don't give the enemy the attention or the distraction they want. They do it, try to intimidate us or divert us away from what we're doing. But when the time is right, I will tell you what's going on. They're stupid enough to shut down InfoWars, which they're desperately trying to do right now. That's just going to blow up in their face. And it'll just be another sign to everybody. But that is where we are right now. We need your prayers. We need your support. We need you to take the clips, the articles, the information, and save it on your hard drives and also share it. Because they could kill me, or they could set me up, put me in prison at any time. I mean, not just shut down InfoWars. I think they figured out that shutting down InfoWars will just make, you know, what we do really bigger, because it's just another sign of what they're doing. But they've given the orders from on high, and a lot of them are globalists that really aren't that smart. They were just inherited the power. And so that's where we are. It's very, very ham-fisted. It's waking everybody up. But the globalists are not going to give up. They are going forward with World War III, forward with the total collapse of the country, and forward with their operations. They've got a lot of cowards and weak-minded people that think they're on the winning team working with the system. They're not. And so you've got my 110% commitment to never falter, never waver, never give up, never back down, and go all the way to the end. But things are moving very quickly, because we're entering the quickening of the flux point, the heat of the battle. We are in a beyond historic moment. So the most important thing you can do is pray for InfoWars. Pray for me and my family. Pray for other people that are at the tip of the spear. They did all sorts of harassment behind the scenes of people like Joe Rogan. I knew it would backfire. You see how hardcore he's getting. And there's some other stuff working behind the scenes. Very exciting. People linking up. And I'll just leave it at that, but I've been very busy behind the scenes, and America is rising, humanity's rising, and some very, very amazing things are happening. So we are the tip of the spear, you are the tip of the spear, and without you, we would not be here. So again, thank you all for your support, and just God bless you all. Please support our sponsors like DrJonesNaturals.com, where you get all the amazing products like the Nano Silver Toothpaste, finally back available in so many products, not available in InfoWars, are available at DrJonesNaturals.com. So be sure and go to DrJonesNaturals.com and get the amazing products today. If you want to keep us on the air, DrJonesNaturals.com. We have products that will change your life that are amazing. I want to sell you products that really work so you want them again. But if you don't support us, we won't be here. Plus, you really need Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. The strongest other top brands are 75, 80%. Nobody makes it 95. We went to the top, one of the top makers. We said, we want the strongest you can make. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. We have Nitric Boost, 40% off. We've been selling Nitric Boost for a couple years. Never had it below 25 because there was hardly any profit there. We went to a place that gives us stuff just as good or even better. That's where we're getting it from. And it's 40% off, passing the savings on to you. Nitric Boost. You need to experience it. You need to take it. So, InfoWarsStore.com for Nitric Boost. And so many other great products as well, like Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com, Turbo Force.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Infowars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
And I'm now joined by one of the latest politically persecuted journalists of the Biden administration. Treated like a criminal in his own country for his rights as an American. And for his work as a journalist, Steve Baker from The Blaze joins me now. And Steve, obviously I know because
I've been there. You've done the rounds. You've done a bunch of the interviews. You've had kind of the spotlight on you. I mean, it's a big story when a journalist is a political prisoner in the United States of America. And so now you're playing the waiting game. But let me just get the details in your own words so that people can best understand. What is it? What did you do on January 6th that the Biden administration wants to throw you in shackles and into a prison for?
I did much of the same thing that you did. I used words they didn't like. Ultimately, at the end of the day, that's what this is about. It's not about the journalism that I'm doing. It's not about the fact that I was there. There were some 60 journalists that actually went inside the building that day. Now, there was another 100 inside covering the certification of the Electoral College vote. We know about that. They were there with permission. They were there invited to be there. But then those 60 that allegedly then crossed over and through a restricted area or into a restricted space, regardless of whether they had press credentials or not, they're not allowed to do so without express permission from law enforcement. So whether they had a congressional press badge, they had no press badges, whether they were freelancers, stringers, independents, photojournalists, written journalists, whatever the case may be, nobody had permission to cross that line. But what we're seeing happening in the aftermath is not a fair. And well, as I say, the scales of justice are not balanced. We're seeing that two-tiered persecution that's taking place because so far only voices from the right side of the political spectrum are being charged, are being prosecuted, are being imprisoned for having been there and for telling their stories, whereas those from the left side of the political spectrum, their voices are not being chilled. They're not being charged. They're not being arrested. And so that's, you know, that's what's happening right now.
Well, and I did the comparing and contrasting specifically when it came to leftists that would disrupt congressional activity, like David Hogg standing up and disrupting a gun hearing or Code Pink or climate change protesters. This is a common thing for the left. And by the way, I've argued that they have the right to do that as well without being incarcerated, and I will stand by that. But do you know specific examples? Like, do you know specific names and companies of other journalists out there that broke those same lines that are not being persecuted?
Absolutely. We've got a running list of about 60 right now that we've identified.
And they're all affiliated with either mainstream media or left-wing media.
Not all. I mean, some of them are like myself and you that are working on the right side of the media. And of course,
but
those
I'm talking
are the
about
guys
the ones that aren't getting persecuted.
Yeah, right. The ones who are not being persecuted are the ones from the left side. Not a single one.
Sadly, I'm not surprised. Now, when did you find out that you were being charged? Do you know the exact date?
It's been an ongoing system of threats since the beginning. I did my first cooperative interview with the FBI in October of 21. A month later, my attorney received a email from the assistant U.S. attorney that had my case saying that I would be, quote unquote, charged within the week. Now, that was the week before Thanksgiving in 21. And then we did a media offensive at the time. Apparently, we were successful in backing them off for a while because the DOJ went silent on my case for 20 months. We didn't hear from them for 20 months until suddenly I was in the process of executing an agreement with Blaze Media to come on as a correspondent with them in August of last year that my attorney received notice that I was getting a grand jury subpoena for my videos that I had taken on that day. And so, obviously, I shouldn't say it's obvious to everybody. I didn't know it at the time, but grand juries are not seated and called to investigate misdemeanor offenses. So if they were looking at me and looking at my work, they were looking at me for a felony charge. And, of course, that was my attorneys that informed me of that unfortunate circumstance at that time. So after complying with the grand jury request and I turned over all of my video, they went silent again for another 4 months. And then on December 14th, just a few days before Christmas last year, we received another notification. I was actually sitting in the office of Representative Thomas Massie in the Rayburn building there at the Capitol. And I had a text from my attorney. He said, we need to talk. I knew it had to be bad news. It's never good news when your attorney texts you like that. So I stepped out into the hallway, placed the call, and he informed me that I was he had just been informed by the FBI that I needed to self-surrender the next week in my home town of Raleigh, North Carolina. By then, I'm working for the Blaze. The Blaze machine went into full attack mode, and within 24 hours, the DOJ backed down yet again, and then we got notice the very next day, late in the day, that they were going to delay my self-surrender until sometime after Christmas. We didn't hear from them again for two more months until, of course, last week when we got the notification that they were expecting me to self-surrender last week, which I did on Friday here in Dallas.
Folks, you're hearing the story of Steve Baker, the latest journalist to be politically persecuted by the Biden administration. Now, the timing of everything you just laid out, I think, is a story in and of itself and begs many questions. But I want to take a pause on that. We'll come back to that later. Now, you mentioned that you have misdemeanor charges, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe they hit you with four misdemeanor charges, and yet you're being treated like a felon. What I've learned from my experience is that this is actually now par for the course for the Biden Justice Department against their political opposition. I myself never had any felony charges, never had any felony charges in my life, and yet every step of the way that I went through, I was treated like a felon. And everybody I spoke to along the way, the people that worked in the prison, the people that worked in the court system, the lawyers that I've worked with, my probation officer, every single person has said, like, oh, what was your felony charge? I said, no, I have a misdemeanor. They say, what? That doesn't make sense. We don't deal with people without felonies here. So what are you and your lawyer thinking about now that you see kind of the path that's been laid before you, that you're going to be treated like a felon even though you don't have any felony charges?
I think in the 30,000 foot view, the most important thing that we're going to do is we're going to use the publicity that has been put upon me from this situation to make that exact point that you're making right there, Owen, is that for the first time in the history of the FBI, for the first time in the history of our federal government, they are treating nonviolent misdemeanor offenders, especially those who have a voice, who have a platform, who have a larger bullhorn than the average maybe independent journalist has, in a manner that is in fact like felons. I mean, the most egregious case that I know of is the case of J.D. Rivera, a professional videographer, photojournalist out of Pensacola. He was in D.C. with all of his professional gear, contracted by an actual mainstream television station in Mobile, Alabama. He behaved himself 100% as a professional from the time he entered the Capitol till the time he exited. He never chanted, he never paraded, he never waved a flag. He did his job professionally. And then a few days later, after he got home, he was swatted by over 20 FBI agents, swatted with guns up on himself, on his wife, on his children, as well as visiting relatives they had at their home that day. And when he was taken away on the same four misdemeanor charges that I'm charged with. And then he was taken away, and he decided that he was going to fight it and that he was going to go to trial, that he was not going to plead guilty to crimes he did not commit. He was convicted on those four misdemeanor charges. He was sentenced to 8 months in prison in a medium security prison, held in solitary confinement the first 2 months. When he got out into the general population, that's...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Some pretty important information, and they tried to subpoena the companies that she worked for and her phones because obviously they want to find out who her sources are. I mean, that's really what this is all about. So she's doing the proper thing as a journalist and not turning over her sources, and so they're trying to punish her for that.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And look, you know this as well as anybody or better than anybody. It doesn't matter which case related to January 6th that we're talking about. At the end of the day, speech is going to come into play. Not that people had a quote-unquote First Amendment right to enter a restricted space, because no law allows for that. If law enforcement has up a restricted space or police tape for some reason, no one, including a journalist with 10 press badges on hanging from his lanyard, can enter a restricted space without law enforcement's permission. So what they're doing in every single case is they're examining the words that are said before you arrive while you're in the restricted space, the words you said afterwards, trying to build intent that you were there somehow as part of the violent mob, that you were part of the quote-unquote risk insurrection, when you and I both also know that at the end of the day, when all the smoke clears here, the Department of Justice themselves have said that only 225 individuals have been identified as actually engaging in violence. They're going to charge somewhere between 300 and 400 with violence because maybe they got too close, they were aiding and abetting, so they'll have the charge whether they actually participated in
that. Or they just get them to do a plea deal, and that's really their angle.
That's right. It's to get them to, they're trying to scare them into a quick plea deal. They get the notch in their gun belt. They get their points towards their promotions and, you know, ascension in the Department of Justice. And then back at the FBI field office, the special agent in charge is getting cash bonuses for the number of arrests that he makes that year.
Boy, I mean, talk about a dangerous incentive. It's already there. And again, folks, you really learn this the hard way when you're on the wrong side of the courtroom, where you realize that the incentive from the U.S. attorneys and the prosecuting attorneys is a conviction, not justice, a conviction, and the incentive from the judge is an incarceration. And when you're sitting on the wrong side of that triangle, you realize justice never entered the equation. There was never any hope in justice for your case. And so, unfortunately, now Steve Baker is going to probably go through this ringer as well. Now, when you think about your activity and some other journalist activity from that day, you're filming. You're filming a historical event. You're filming a newsworthy event. That's what you're doing. That is totally normal activity, nothing illegal or criminal about it. Certainly no intent there. What I find strange, and I'd like to get your thoughts on this, it's almost as if they're trying to send a message of nobody's allowed to film these events anymore because they want to control the narrative for the same reason that they don't want anybody to see the security footage from January 6th. Though they don't want anybody in there filming. It seems to me that this is a total power play. They want these events to happen, which is likely a Democrat, leftist, Fed, false flag event like January 6th. They want this stuff to happen and then have no independent footage. They want to be in complete control of the narrative, complete control of the optics. And so that's your crime here, is that you dared film their false flag event to show the American people the truth from that day. It seems that that's a bit of the angle here.
Well, that's exactly what it is. They are throwing the wet blanket over and putting the fear in the hearts and minds of anybody who would deign to be an independent journalist, that would deign to show a different side of the story, a different version of the approved and acceptable narrative. But as Nancy Pelosi said famously on the one-year anniversary of January 6th, that the intent of her select committee was to, and I quote, to establish and preserve the narrative of that day. And that's what they've been effectively trying to do by these types of prosecutions of you and me and J.D. Rivera and others that I've covered their trials and their stories as well. And you're exactly right. If they can throw that wet blanket, or they can put that fear in the hearts of the independent journalists to not cover these events, then they can, in fact, more carefully control the narrative. And one of the things that is most stark in understanding that how they're getting by with this is the assistance that they're getting from the mainstream media as well. Because, look, your story, my story should be a major concern to all journalists, left, right, middle, libertarian, New York Times, Washington Post, doesn't matter. This should be a major concern to them because pendulums swing. And if they want this kind of precedent, and look, they do talk about, you know, hey, Trump has said he's going to lock us all up. He has said that he will be our retribution and that he's going to start throwing journalists. You know, this is part of the rhetoric that they're already saying from the other side, but they apparently don't believe it because they're completely silent on my case, your case. They don't like talking about it.
Well, I mean, at this point, it's just, it's obvious. The left is full of total frauds. And I would say that really trying to analyze their system of political beliefs or political philosophy or logic, there's only one angle that it comes from, and that's hatred for you, hatred for me. That's really it. Anything we like and we support, they oppose. So if we're against war, they're for war. If we don't like abortion, they love abortion. That's really where all of this comes from. But okay, I know you're probably in the beginning of the negotiation part at this point, and there's only even so much you can say, but I'm just curious, do you have your next court date? Do you know where you're at as far as the negotiations are concerned?
Yeah, my next hearing is scheduled for March 14th, but now that we've learned and they've assigned a judge to my case, ostensibly by a random lottery, but that's the That's the story we get anyway. But it looks like they're probably going to delay my second hearing because now that I have an actual assigned judge, he may want to delay that and handle the you know, part two of this whole process himself, which then has got to be accommodating his schedule. So I don't really know if that's going to change or not. And then, you know, you've been there. It'll be a year's worth of back and forth and motions filed and motions denied. And eventually I'll either be offered a plea deal with a threat that I can't refuse. Because, as you know, they can take my four basic misdemeanors. They can punish me for rejecting a plea deal on one of those by then saying that they're going to supersede my indictment to a felony. So, I mean, it's a minefield now for the next few months for me.
Yeah, and I'm speaking for myself because I've had to answer these questions. I'm not speaking for Steve here. But, folks, when you get into this position, they are telling you you're going to be a felon. You're going to face decades potentially in prison. And so when you're looking at going to trial in a D.C. jury that hates your guts, you have to make a choice. I made my choice. Other individuals that have been charged saying we're going to go to trial. It's going to be interesting to watch those things. We'll be following Steve's case, obviously, closely here as well. Biden gives a State of the Union last night, claims he wants to be a unifier, and yet here you are dealing with the corrupt Justice Department defending your rights as a journalist.
You know, it was interesting that the second subject that Biden talked about last night was January 6th. And what makes that so significant is how many people in our government, the GOP, committee chairman, don't want to deal with January 6th. They think that it's politically a hot potato for them. We had former presidential candidate Ron DeSantis. He said he answered questions about January 6th by saying that's the past. We need to look forward to the future. There are major right-wing media sources that don't touch January 6th at all. They avoid it like a plague. Yet it's not going away, and that's evidenced by the president moving that to the second subject he covered last night.
Well, and I thought they would kind of let it go away, too, that they sent their message to conservatives. They sent their message to conservative activists, protesters, ralliers, journalists. But for him to go into that, like you said, as the second topic and bring that back up, I guess it shows the desperation of the Biden campaign that they have nothing else that they can run on, really.
Well, they have to keep this narrative going. They have not completed. First of all, January 6th. Is the single greatest narrative victory that the left has ever won in the history of this country. And that is by purpose of who set this up, and we're working on that. It's by the purpose of what they allowed to happen and how they manipulated and allowed that whole scenario to build and develop throughout the course of the day. It was allowed by the suppression of intel, not passed down to the right people so that this could have been prevented. And then, of course, there were bad people there doing bad things. There were good people there doing good things that day.
Yeah, we're learning more that this, I mean, the whole thing, it appears, I would say, 99.9% as a setup to set up Trump supporters. Steve Baker, thank you so much. Godspeed. TPC, the number 4, USA.com, or at TPC, the number 4, USA on Twitter. Thank you, Steve. God bless and Godspeed.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.